Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Welcome back to your next best self podcast with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. 2021 has begun, and with it, an opportunity for us to harness and to harvest the lessons from 2020. Today, I want to talk about the theme of your year. Yes, have you chosen a theme for your year? I know we're already into February, but I know that many of you are still trying to figure out your full goals, your vision board, your self-care process. And so it's not late, but we must stop procrastinating, which will be the agenda for one of the next podcasts. So what do I mean, theme for the year? What I mean is for you to think about one critical attribute, one critical set of character traits that you feel you want to acquire, you want to develop, that you want those traits to anchor the way you do things right through the year. So let me give you an example. In 2019, my word for the year was being intentional. 2019 was my year to be intentional. And I did a lot of intentional things. I chose to focus full-time on breakthrough leadership transformation. We actually did work across multiple countries in the world. I had a chance to grow a team, to serve my clients so much better intentionally. So I intentionally chose to say yes to certain things, and I also intentionally chose to say a thoughtful no to a number of requests. Because you see, when you're clear about being intentional, then you question your intentions about the things you want to do. And so I kept always looking back when I'm asked to do something, I'm asked to get involved in a certain project, I'm asked to serve on a board, I always go back to my vision board. And I look at my vision board and ask, is this item, this project that I'm being asked to get into, is it aligned to the vision I have for my 2019, in that case, 2020 last year, and in this case, 2021? That's not to say that some ideas and projects and ways of doing things could actually come up in the course of the year. So it gives you a chance to go back and say, you know what? I hadn't thought about this thing, but I'm willing to include it in my vision board and strategy for 2021. So going back to what I was saying is 2019 was my year of being intentional. 2020 was my year of courage. And I don't know whether the word chooses you or you choose the word. I mean, I chose the word before COVID set foot in Kenya, in Africa. And I didn't realize how much courage I would need to have to actually rise up, disrupt myself, build resilience, and even more importantly, help multiple leaders, people all over the world, build resilience. 2020 was my year of courage. How did it show itself? We started a lot of digital leadership seminars. I remember the first one we did before they started becoming many more. We really learned hard on the job to the point that people would come back and ask us for advice. It took courage to venture into the unknown. It took courage to reinvent myself. It took courage to get my team to step up to the new problems and to come up with solutions for the emerging problems that came out of COVID-19 and continue to emerge. Courage, my sister and brother, is what it took to get through 2020. And so the theme for my 2021 is 2021 is my year of abundance. Yes. Abundance. And for me, why did I choose abundance? Because I believe that what we need is already within us. but sometimes we don't see it as well. So not only do I want to see it more, even be more grateful, but I want to help people around me, our clients, develop an abundance mindset. You see, many of us have a scarcity mindset. It's I win, you lose. It is if you're negotiating, you're the one who's going to lose. I'm going to win. If we're trying to do anything, we're comparing ourselves with other people. That comes from a scarcity mindset, which is usually founded in fearfulness. But this year, I really want to focus on an abundance mindset, which means that you believe that there's enough for all of us, that we're not going to hoard, we're not going to be unethical, we're not going to hold back in terms of our talents, we're going to use them in the best way possible so as to serve people for a higher purpose. So what's your theme for 2021? What is your year word? What is the word of the year? What is your word for 2021? And I want to encourage you, choose one word, because something happens when you focus your attention on one word. I've had some incredible words spoken by some of my clients and networks. 2021 is your year of resilience. 2021 is your year of pivoting. 2021 is your year to multiply. 2021 is your year of joy. 2021 is your year of rebirth. 2021 is your year of restoration. 2021 is your year of forgiveness. Incredible words. Honor yourself today as you listen to this podcast to choose a word that will anchor your year. And every decision you make, may it get you closer to achieving that word of the year. Sometimes the journey is going to be a little painful. Trust the process. It's part and parcel of you becoming your next best self. I wish you the very best. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and my all-time favorite, follow me on LinkedIn, where you can inbox me and tell me, you know what, Dr. Patricia Murugami, this is my word of the year. Any thoughts about it? How can I move this forward? We remain of service to you because my mission is to help you become your next best self. Thank you.